Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing ring in.
show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the Universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line to help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awake and let go. Move into the
Welcome to week 243 of the Gold Ring Healing Fountain Show. This is Jen Christie speaking to you from the United Kingdom. And this is a show in which we have a giant circle of love and light all around the world. Last week we had callers from Helsinki and Brazil and America, Canada. So people call in and tune in from all over the world. And we have an absolutely brilliant return guest, our lovely Jane Dawson, our angel communicator, and we already have 7 callers waiting on the switchboard to speak to her. But before we bring her on, we're going to go over to United States, to Oregon, to link up with our lovely Gary Moore. Are you there, Gary?
Hello, Jen Christie. Hello, everybody. Welcome to another edition of The Healing Fountain. And as we welcome the return of our dear friend and my favorite Scotch psychic with me for a chaser.
Scottish. Yes.
Jane
Dawson. You're the chaser. Yeah.
Yes. I'm just in the mood for some haggis right now. That's all.
Oh yeah. Have you had it before?
Yes, I like it.
Have you had it before? Yes, it's very nice. I've had it as well. Good.
Have you ever had it on fry bread? It's really good on fry bread.
No, not on fry bread. Well, she's absolutely brilliant. She's a psychic medium, soul reader, angel therapy practitioner, and she's worked with some of the top people in the world, the top teachers, such as Doreen Virtue, Gordon Smith, and Tony Stockwell. But before we actually bring her on, we're going to play one of her favorite songs, and it's an ABBA song, I Believe in Angels. Here we go.
I have
If you see the wonder of a fairy tale, you can take the future, even if you fail. I believe in angels, something good in everything I see. I believe in angels, when I know the time is right for me, I'll cross the street. I have a dream. I have a dream.
That was a lovely ABBA from Sweden. And we do have Jane on the line right now, so I think I'll just bring her on before we do anything else. Hey there, Jane.
Hi, John. Hi, Gary. I'm here. Hi, everyone.
Jane, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Oh, I'm good, thanks, Gary. How are you?
Oh, I'm perfect as usual.
I didn't expect anything else.
So you just got back from Ireland, eh?
Yeah, I had the weekend in Ireland and Limerick and Tipperary.
And wow.
It's actually quite a long way to Tipperary, Gary.
I can imagine.
That's where they wrote the song, Gary.
Yes.
It's a long way
that
to Tipperary.
That was a very true Scottish joke, Gary, to pretty much actually equals your joke, honey.
A no-laugh joke, but never mind.
Well, let's talk about Ireland and Scotland. This has got me hungry for Slum Gully in haggis on fry bread.
Haggis. I do the vegetarian haggis, not the meaty haggis. Oh. And fried bread is still a delicacy that I haven't experienced. But once I meet up with you again, I'm sure you'll make me a delicious portion of it.
Oh, of course. Absolutely.
Yes, Jane, we found out how we can go visit Gary. We just need to get on a cruise that docks. What dock is it where you are, Gary?
Astoria.
Astoria. We need to go on a cruise and get off at Astoria and we can just bob over and see Gary. He's right there.
Let's do that. Next year. Let's do it. It's strange because I'm actually taking some students, some people on a spiritual cruise in the summer, leaving from Greenock in Scotland, and we're going round the fjords, and we're going to connect with the energy of the angels and the dolphins at sea.
Oh,
it's going to be fabulous.
That sounds like fun. Yes.
Oh, it'd be great fun. And maybe next year, Gary, I'll do one from Astoria and you can hop on.
That'd be brilliant. Yeah, you can
Sounds awesome. Mm. It's been so long, hasn't it? We must not leave it as long next time.
I know,
you, Gary,
it's been too long.
Everyone else.
It has. Months since you've been here. Anyway, we've been having some fantastic guests on, including yourself, and there's loads more coming. And next week we've got the welcome return of John Lucas, the guy who removes the imprint of pain. I don't know if anybody remembers him, but he's coming back on again next week.
Fabulous.
And Gary, we've had a caller that's been waiting for 32 minutes. So would you mind bringing them on if Jane's ready? Are you ready, Jane?
Are you ready, Jane?
Just before we do, let's mention about your Facebook page.
My Facebook page, yes, my public Facebook page, Jane Dawson, Psychic Medium, Angel Therapist, etc., etc. If you want to post a question there, I will keep my eye on it. Hopefully we'll get round to answering one or two. But please post a question and don't just write, "I would like a reading." That would be very helpful.
Yeah, question would really help. And failing that, if you wanted to call in, the call-in number is 646-929-0461. And if you're calling from outside the United States, it's 001-646-929-0461. Okay, then. So if we get the first caller on, we've been waiting 33 minutes now, that'll be fabulous, Gary.
Okay, I'll go ahead and do that.
Cheers.
And the call is from the 201 area code. Now go ahead and bring them on. Hello, 201. You are on air with Jane Dawson. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Rose, and I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hi, Rose.
Hi, Rose.
Hi. Rose. How are you?
I'm good.
How are you? Oh, that's good. Thank you for waiting, Rose.
My question is, Jane, what do you see for me with regards to my love life?
Your love life, Rose. Now, let me tell you this. We're in a 7-year, so we all need to really ask ourselves, what do we want out of life? What do we want out of work? What do we want out of our free time? What do we want out of relationships? So what I'd like you to do, Rose, is to really think about that. Really think what sort of partner you would like and what the qualities you would like to see in him. And then what I would like you to do is mirror those qualities within yourself, because the law of attraction, as you may know, will bring you that which you are vibrating out to the universe. Now, I have got to tell you, Rose, that I have a gentleman with me who feels your father very, very strongly. Can you hear me, Rose? Your father's in the spirit world.
Yes.
Yeah, he just wants to come forward and tell you that he's here with you, he's supporting you, and he knows about the pain in your knee.
In my knee?
In your left knee.
Huh. I'm not aware of any pain in my left knee.
That makes sense to you. Did you understand where he had pain in his knee then, on his legs?
Oh, possibly, yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, he just wants you to look after your joints, okay, your knee joints, but he just wants you to know that he's around you. Now, do you know a gentleman called Steve or Stephen?
No.
No? Okay. In that case, could you watch for that name coming in and around you? And I feel that it's a gentleman that's somewhat younger than you. Oh, this is nice. Okay. Tell me what your day and month of birth is, please, Rose.
December 10th.
December 10th. 1 and 3 is 4. So you're in a personal year, Rose, where you're absolutely ideal for having a new partner, for having a relationship. You're in a 2 personal year. So you're feeling very, very sensitive. But I've got to tell you, it's an absolutely fabulous time to meet someone. But I do want to say to you that I think that you need to put yourself out there a little bit more. Okay? Because yes. I've picked 3 cards for you. And the first card I've put out for you, it tells me here that you know that you've made unwise decisions in past and previous relationships. You
yes.
understand that. Yes,
mm-hmm.
And the angels are urging you to just review how you saw things in that relationship, and perhaps not to look at the next person that comes into your life with rose-coloured glasses on. And
mm-hmm.
I do feel that you're highly intuitive, Rose, and you knew very well that there was problems here, particularly around finances or money, can I say. And you chose to ignore that for a while. You gave it as much as you possibly could. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So I've got two other interesting cards coming. Oh, there's a lot of changes as well coming around you. Your thought processes are really quite mixed up just now. And I believe you're thinking about doing some travelling or perhaps moving.
I would like that, yeah, but not right now.
Not right now, because there's a lot going on round about the foundations of your life. I want to give you a massive, massive boost of self-esteem, self-worth, confidence, because I know that your mood's very, very low, and I know that you've taken a knocking from 2 men at least in the past, and this has affected you. And I know that you look in the mirror and you feel that no one's ever going to want you again. And your father's here and he tells this is absolute nonsense. Okay? Now, the second card that's come out for you is the Emperor, which is Archangel Michael, which again refers to your father. He's very, very strong around you just now. He just wants you to know that. And what he's telling me is here that we really need to get a plan around you. We need to get some structure into your life. And stop being so, if I can use the words, airy-fairy, which are a Scottish expression to say, horribly indecisive. Do you understand, Rose?
I don't know about being indecisive.
Right. Well, I'm feeling this quite strongly. I feel as if I want you to make a plan to move forward in life, okay? There's several areas in your life where you need to just make a plan. Put your hand in your heart and say, what do I really want out of life? And then write down what your soul tells you and then make a plan, like a business plan for your life and these different aspects of your life, and move forward with it. Because the really fantastic news is the Ascended Masters are working with you. So do you work in the spiritual or healing field, Rose?
No.
What do you do for a job, sweetheart?
I am unemployed right now, so...
You're unemployed?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What would you like to do? What's your passion? Where does your passion lie?
I'm an executive assistant, and I kind of like what I do, but I'm having a difficulty finding steady work.
I know, sweetheart. It's really, really difficult just now. But I do feel very strongly that you're going to be doing some sort of either agency work or piece work, where the work will come to you at home, excuse me, and then you will do the work and deliver it either in person or electronically. And I feel this will be a much, much happier time for you, okay, when that job comes. But again, I need you to plan. But as I said to you, you have very powerful, loving and wise spiritual beings watching over and guiding you just now. So this is really the time to go for it. You're in this energy, this partnership energy, way into next year. And then it'll be a time of fantastic new projects round about the spring, the summer. Great happiness, great fun. Do you have a little dog in your life, Rose?
No, I don't.
Are you thinking about owning a dog?
No.
Right.
No.
Well, I can plainly see you taking a dog for a walk on a leash. So maybe you can't see this yourself now, but I can see it, and I can see a lot of happiness coming for you. And I can tell you, Rose, I can see a ring on your finger.
Wow.
So I want you, please, to get this confidence, get your life planned, find out what you really want out of life. You're highly intuitive. Ask the angels. Make a plan and go for it, knowing that the universe is behind you, Rose, and your daddy.
Thank you very much.
Oh, by the way, Rose.
You really inspired me.
Oh, listen, Rose, I'm out in New Jersey in September, so why don't you come and meet me and say hello?
Where are you going to be?
I'm going to be at the Institute of Spiritual Development in Sparta. I'm going to be running a workshop and doing a demonstration and some private readings. And if you friend me on Facebook, I can give you more details about that.
Oh, okay.
You see, there was a reason why you called tonight, a greater reason, Rose.
Thank you very much.
Wow, that's
so
a brilliant message, Jane.
Oh, it's the angel speaking to Rose, trying to encourage her, and a lovely daddy who loves her very, very much.
Aww, thank you. Thank you all very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Nicole, Rose. Thanks a lot. Yeah, we're going to have to speed them up a little bit, or else we're going to run out of time, Jane. Sorry.
I'm on it, Jane.
So we're going to put Rose on hold, and we're going to bring the second caller on. And what's your name and where you're calling from?
Hi, this is Suzanne, and I wanted to see what you saw. If you see a job for me, what kind, and you see a man coming into my life.
Susie.
Hi, Susie. How are you?
This is Suzanne. Fine, thank you.
Suzanne, I feel a great sense of humour around about you, Suzanne, because when I tune into your energy, I want to giggle.
Yeah, I have a sense of humour.
Yeah, fabulous. But your sense of humour hasn't been quite what it has in the past, has it recently?
No.
No, okay. So again, we want to give you a massive upliftment here. And I know, again, Archangel Michael is holding his hands out to me, and he's telling me that he wants you to do some workshops and seminars. Now, are you spiritually inclined?
No, I'm not going to do any of that. I'm more into being with friends and taking walks and finding a job. I got enough to do.
Perfect. So it doesn't have to be in the spiritual front, Suzanne. That's why I asked you if you're spiritually inclined, because workshops and seminars don't have to be that. You know, it may be something else. Jewellery making, cookery, wine tasting, I don't know. But I feel I want you socialising a lot more.
That could be spiritual.
That's all totally spiritual. I taste quite a lot of wine of an evening, well, some evenings, Gary. So what's your
Maybe that's why they call it spirits. I don't know.
What's your date and month of birth, Suzanne, please?
I'm sorry, what?
What's your date and month of birth?
October 5th.
The 5th of October, right. The 5th of October, number 5?
Yes.
Right.
Libra.
Okay. Libra. So, well, I've got Libra rising, so you're good there, but they're showing me that your scales have gone down at one end, so I know you've had a really raw deal someplace, and you're pretty hacked off at the moment. So let me just count this up for you. I'm in 6, we're just 7. Oh, great news, Suzanne. There is most definitely a new man coming for you. Oh, my God.
When?
Very excited. When you get out there and find him, sweetheart, and I'll tell you something else, he's got money. But the first card is...
Do you know what he looks like or how old is he or anything?
Do you want me to put a photograph up of him, Suzanne?
I'm sorry, what?
What age are you yourself, sweetheart?
I don't want to say.
Are you 40s, 50s, 30s? What age are you?
I'm not going to say.
All right. Right. Okay, I will tell you this then. I do feel it's a man who's middle-aged, very pleasant, and with a fair bit of money, and you will be the boss in the relationship. But fabulously, the first card out is the Ace of Water, falling in love, or the resurgence of a relationship, spiritual growth, although you say you're not interested, enhanced intuition, and a new home. And he's also going to be an intelligent man, because the next card out is the Knight of Air. And what this card is telling me is that events can occur with great speed, okay? And the final card is tells me that there's going to be changes round about your family and personal life. But they're telling me here that you have an awful lot of fear and negativity around about you, and you're very concerned about the material aspects of life, which I can totally understand. But I do, it's a great year for relationships, so it's going to be this year, I do feel. And then I feel that the job will follow on pretty soon after that, within the next 4 months or so. But you really
need a job like in 2 weeks, because school's over. I mean, where I work.
Right, darling. Well, you'll need to, I mean, I can't magic that for you, sweetheart.
Yeah.
But I can say to you this, if you get a positive head on and start a list, an attitude of gratitude, and say, the perfect job is coming to me now. The perfect partner is coming to me now. And if you get your vibration uplifted, there we go. Now,
yeah, I'm trying. Do you see anything with my son?
I feel the feelings of having it already and being grateful in advance. That will certainly help.
That's totally what I'm mm-hmm. saying. Yes, I see a lot of yellow around you. So I don't know about your son. Is he at school or college?
He's in school. He's only 13. He lives with his dad, but he used to live with me. Now he lives with his dad, but I'd like to let him, for him to live with me again. I just wondered what you see with all that.
Right. Well, I would say the next 18 months to 2 years will be the decider in that one. Okay?
Really?
So, yeah. Uh-huh. So within 6 months...
So he might come back like a year and a half or so?
We will, but there's going to be a lot of changes, and I can't be on the phone too long, unfortunately.
Okay,
today,
all right.
But within the next...
So would it be middle-aged anywhere from 40 to 60?
Yeah, well, I don't know. I didn't get an age. I just got a look at the gentleman. But what I'm saying, he's probably not your usual type, but he's lovely. So don't pass it by, okay? And don't feel trapped and banish the negativity. And go for it, girl. All
okay.
Right,
darling.
Be happy,
thank you.
Suzanne.
Yeah,
bye.
Thank you. Good luck. You can always ring in on the later show and let us know how you went on. And
I will.
Any of the callers, you know, anybody who calls in, you can always ring us back at another time.
Yeah,
thanks,
we'd love to hear from them.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Well, I'm going to have to close your Facebook page, Jane, because people keep messaging me. And although I have disabled the chat, I keep getting people, because I've accepted the friend request, they think it's a dating site.
Oh.
And I know I should be so lucky, Jane.
Oh, that'll happen to you, yeah.
I get about 9 guys a week trying to chat me up. And it's not a dating site. It's just Facebook.
This is common, Jan. I get the same thing. Just generally ignore them, bless them.
I know.
Oh, you're just irresistible, that's all.
But it was just blinging all the time. Did you hear it? And I couldn't shut it up.
No, I didn't.
So, all right, it's a good job.
But would you mind if I just quickly did? I mean, there's a girl on my page, Caroline Cox-Jones. I just want to pull one card for her, if that's all right.
Yeah, that's fine.
Would you mind?
Okay.
I hope you're
sure.
Listening in. Caroline Cox-Jones, but I have to say that this is the worst year ever, and I feel within the 9 months there'll be a whole lot of new starts, and I can see you climbing out of this deep, deep well that you're in just now, and you are actually hanging on by your fingernails, not even your fingernails, not even your fingertips. So you need someone to support you, get on their shoulders and get out. And I also sense a little boy around you. And I don't know where this child is living, spirit, or one to come, but there's definitely a little boy round about you. So I hope that helps you. And your grandmother's here as well, Caroline Cox-Jones. I really hope you're listening and you take some encouragement from that. Okay?
There you go.
That's
is that quick
great.
Enough for you, Jan?
Yes, thank you. but I know there is another one, a lady asking if her gran's going to be all right. So I thought maybe you might want to answer that one.
If our gran's going to be all right.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, do we know our gran's name?
No. Well, it's not on your Facebook page anyway.
Okay. our gran, there'll be, well, let me put it this way, there's going to be various options, treatment options with our gran, but I have picked a card out that says that it may be, there may be something unexpected occurs. So I do want to just, I'm just asking Jesus here to come in, and he's saying a little prayer here. And there is a gentleman round about our gran who's either our father or our husband who's very, very much with her. So all will be well. All will be well.
Brilliant.
Okay. There you go.
Right. Okay. Oh, I think she must be in the chat room. And she says her granny's Agnes.
Oh, our granny's so, Agnes.
Yeah.
Ask her what her date of birth is. Ask her what her day and month, Agnes's day and month of birth is, please.
Well, if you can hear, Sari, what's your date and month?
No, our gran's.
Your gran's. Your gran's mum. Well, she'll hear you. She'll be able to hear you because she's in the chat room. So
okay. Well, she maybe she'll post it up. We'll have a look then.
She hasn't posted it up yet, but
well, there's been a there's a bit of a lag. There's a 15-second latency between the time we say something to the time they hear
right.
something.
We've got it. It's the 18th of the 11th, 30.
Okay.
November the 18th. 18th of November.
Two, and 7, 9. Yes. I feel that our gran's really not very well, Jan. That's what I feel with her.
Yeah.
So I'm sticking with what I said. There will be a big change in our gran, but regardless of what happens, all will be well. And you know, I'm not God, and I can't say that anyone's going to pass or what's going to happen because it may be a miraculous change. But what I would say to her, if she contacts my friend Chris Ratcher, psychic surgeon. He'll put her on the healing list, or he'll come and maybe our gran could go for an appointment with him because he is Mr. Miraculous. If there's going to be healing comes, he's the man for it.
Right. So what's his name again, Jane?
Chris Ratter, psychic surgeon. You'll find him on my page. Him and I work a lot together doing like mass healing demonstrations.
Okay. So he's on your Facebook page, is he?
Yeah. Chris Ratter, psychic surgeon.
Okay, then. Brilliant.
And you can also check the archives of this show after it airs. All of you could re-click the link and play the archive to get whatever you may have missed on the live show. So.
And if you can take anything that Jane says to anyone else here, that's meant for you as well. So.
Thank you, Jan. That's a very important point to make.
Yes, it
is. Thank you for reminding me about that because the spirit world is very, very smart, the universe. And then we'll try and touch every single person that's connected with us.
Yes.
So please do, if I'm giving a reading for someone else, do you think that's for me, or a name that appears that the person can't take, please know it is a little message for you personally.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Gary, will you bring the Skype caller on, please? Or the third
caller, we have another caller ahead of the Skype person from the 310 area code. I'll go ahead and bring them on. 310, you're on air with Jane Dawson. What's your first name and where are you calling from?
Yes, my name is Susan and I'm calling from Southern California.
Hi, Susan.
Hi. Hello, Susan.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I hope you're well too.
I'm very well, Susan. I bet you have lovely weather out there just now.
It is. It's gorgeous outside.
Oh, I'm quite jealous of that, Susan, I must admit. Anyway, how can I help you today?
Yes, I wanted to see if you had any insight as to if there's any improvements going to happen at work for me.
Work, it's such a difficult area just now. It's such a difficult topic. Can I say this to you, Susan? You've got a beautiful heart, and the universe is actually sending waves of healing energy into your heart. I can actually see them doing it just now. And they're actually sending some physical energy into your body as well. So that's all good. That's a good start, isn't it?
Yes, and very much so.
Very much so. Because you've been quite ground down, telling me, by what's been going on. And in general terms, you stay very optimistic and bright about things, but you're struggling a little bit just now. Now, can you tell me, please, what your day and month of birth is, please?
Yes, June 15th.
The 15th of June. 6, 12, 3. Oh, well, I've got some good news for you. there's new starts coming around about your working life. So are you looking for a new job or are you currently in a job?
Yes, I'm in a job. I'm not currently looking.
Right. Are you happy in the job?
Oh, it's all right.
Well, I've got to say this to you. There is wonderful new starts coming into your life. How's everything else with your life? Do you have a partner?
No.
Right. I feel very good about that, I must say to you. I feel very good about that. I feel that the universe really wants to bring you a lovely partner. Okay. And
okay.
They're also talking about here a very happy family life, financial security, finding magic, the little things in life. The middle car, there's definitely a new man coming for you, most definitely. The King
awesome.
Of Earth, generous, professional, responsible, and practical. If you don't want him, I will take him myself because he's lovely. And there's a large family around him or you. You're going to be amongst a lot of children and young children at that. How does that sound to you? You've gone rather quiet.
Yeah, I don't want any kids.
No, I didn't say they were your kids.
Okay.
I don't
even want him to have kids.
Oh, well.
So,
well,
yeah.
You know, in this life, you've got to go through your soul plan. And, you know, you think you don't want kids, and the universe says, oh, well, you're getting some kids.
Well, I'm going to be almost 50, so it's a little late in life to have to be around children. So.
Yeah, but it may be grandchildren.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
That'd
to you.
Be
it doesn't
fine.
Necessarily need to be your children, you know. In fact, actually, I can plainly see you at a birthday party or a family get-together with this guy, and he's really nice. And let me see here. Things not turning out the way you hoped. Not seeing the positive in a situation and crying over spilled milk. Yeah. So that's about your working life and your previous relationships. So the other two cards, that's the Five of Water. So changes round about your emotional life. The other two cards about your earthly life. And honestly, they're fabulous. I'm not one bit
awesome.
Worried about you. I'm not one bit worried. Now, who's the gentleman in spirit that wore the tie, the striped tie?
That's probably, it could be either my grandfather or my father.
Right. He's also wearing a blue suit or a blue blazer?
I don't know. It could be either one of them. They both dressed up for work.
Yeah. He's got a little bit of a tummy on him. I think it's your father. I feel it's your father.
Okay.
And I don't know whether there was a heart or breathing condition round about one of these men.
Okay. It could have been my grandfather then.
Yeah. Okay. Well, they're probably coming in together, honey, just to give you a bit of love and support. But one of the gentlemen's got kind of dark hair with a bit of a wave in it. I know that much.
That's my father, yeah.
I'm sure it is your father. That's what I feel. And,
yeah.
That, you know, there was a few issues with your father. I know that very much. But I just want you to know that he's here. He's here for
okay.
you. All right. And so is your grandmother, lovely little sprightly grandmother's here with you. And she wore the glasses that were attached to, like, a chain.
Yes.
You understand? Uh-huh.
Yes.
So she's putting the glasses on, and she says you've got to have a good look at all areas in your life and clean out any cobwebs and musty patches that aren't suiting you.
Okay.
So I know she was a great cleaner. Oh, she's making you little buns. That's lovely, isn't it? So she must be thinking you're needing a bit of home cooking. So please think positive, because, I mean, all three colours, it's just going to be great for you.
That's
this
awesome.
This is great. I'm actually loving this tonight.
Oh,
so
that's
please,
lovely.
Please,
thank you, Jane.
Go. Now, you don't happen to be a nurse, do you?
Do I what?
You're not a nurse, are you?
No, but I am in the healing profession. I'm
you
a psychologist.
You are in the healing.
Yes.
Ah, brilliant. Okay. So I did hear nurse around you, so I don't know whether you know someone is or whether someone in the spirit is, but if you haven't read The Law of Attraction, will you please read that, because this is going to be right up your street.
Yes, I have it.
Fantastic.
There you go.
All right. So do ring back in about 6 months and let us know how wonderfully well everything's going.
I will. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Susan.
You're more than welcome.
Thank you. Many blessings.
You too. Bye.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you for that lovely message, Jane. And I'm going to bring it. Are you okay? Do you need a comfort
good.
Break?
No. My hubby's just brought me a lovely cup of tea up.
Oh,
so
lovely.
Sipping on that.
Okay, so I'll just bring a Skype caller on then. They've been waiting a long time.
Oh,
so are you there, the person who's ringing from Skype? 1111111.
Thank you.
Hiya, what's your name?
My name's Helen.
Helen. Where are you calling from, Helen?
Today I'm calling from New Hampshire.
New Hampshire.
Oh, how lovely. That sounds beautiful, Helen.
It does, yeah.
It is beautiful. It's quintessential New England day.
Wonderful.
Oh, how wonderful. I haven't been to New England, but it's certainly on my bucket list, Helen.
Well, you need to come in the summer. I wouldn't recommend the winter.
Well, it can't be much worse than Scotland, to be fair, or Ireland, come to that, which was exceedingly wet when I was here at the weekend. But anyway, we had fun. So how can I help you then, Helen? How can I help you?
I was wondering if you could give me any insight messages around real estate, around a situation you have around real estate.
Okay. The first thing I've got to say to you, Helen, there's two gentlemen in the spirit world, and one of them, I don't know if that's your father, but I know he's very outgoing. He's got a bit of a tummy, but he's shown me around either boats or ships, something like that. Does that make sense to you?
The property is near a marina.
Oh, it's near a marina. Okay. Right. Is your father in spirit, sweetheart?
He is.
Uh-huh. Do you understand that he was quite an outgoing man?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And do you understand where there's a photograph of him standing with his arm around someone at the marina or near some ships or something, yachts, something like that?
No. He was passed before I purchased the property. However, he was in the Navy.
He was in the Navy. Okay, well, that just might be what he's trying to put across to me here. But I can hear him laughing. He's got a very hearty laugh. And it wouldn't at all surprise me if you were to hear that, even though he's passed. But he just wants you to try and laugh. He wants you to try. And I know when you've got property issues, it's hard. But he just wants to give you that bit of upliftment, okay? And also I've got to say to you, there's a very lovely woman here, very, what I would call a lady. And she reminds me a bit of a Southern belle. Whether she was from there or not, I don't know, but she's very nice, very mannerly. Would you understand who that lady is? Very correct.
I don't.
You don't. Okay. Well, let's go on and look at your cards and we'll see if she gives us any more information. I did just feel the name Nancy coming forward, which may or may not be her name.
No.
Okay. I'll leave that for you to have a little think about then, sweetheart. Okay. In the meantime, tell me what your day and month of birth is, please.
September 18th.
Mm-hmm. The 18th September. So when it's 9/9/18, 9 and 1 a 7 year, 16/7. Okay. Well, let me tell you this. It's going to be resolved between next year and the year after. At this moment, you have absolutely to decide. You have to get in touch with your soul and decide absolutely what you want to do. Now, is there one property or two properties involved here?
One.
Just one. Okay. So, all right. Oh, fabulous. You've got to pick the same card as the previous lady. Are you in a relationship just now?
No.
Well, there's one coming for you, sweetheart. The Ace of Water, falling in love. Okay. And it also talks about a new home. Okay. And the card that's come out in the middle is the Dreamer, which asks you to please take a leap of faith. So if there's something you're having a lot of indecision about it, the universe is saying to you, please trust. Okay? Now let me see what this is. The desire to move on. So you do actually want to go away from this property then. Is that correct?
No. I think maybe I confused you. When you saw the new home, I'm actually trying to build a new home.
Okay, fabulous. So what's going on then? Tell me what's going on. It's all looking very good, so I'm not one bit worried about it.
There's some challenges to the variances that were given to me. So I have some people opposing the building.
Right, okay. Well, it's definitely going to happen, sweetheart. Okay. Now, is one of the gentlemen who's opposing the building very loud-mouthed and arrogant?
I wouldn't limit it to one, but yes.
Right. Well, there's one. I would say there's one ringleader. Okay, and I feel a lot of rage, and I feel a lot of unjustified things here. Okay, is there also an issue either around about water or sewage, or drainage of some description?
No, the property is near water, but there's no drainage issue.
Right, okay. Well, just remember I said that to you, but let me tell you this. It's going to go ahead.
Okay.
Okay.
There you go.
There is a new home coming for you. The card's quite plain here. A new home, a new relationship, and it's telling you to just take the leap of faith.
Okay.
All right, darling. So this
Thank
will be
so
resolved.
Much.
It will be resolved for you, I promise you. And do ask the angels to come in and assist you, and your lovely daddy, of course, as well.
Okay. Well, thank you for taking the time to help give me.
Thank you for calling, Helen.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Helen.
You're very, very welcome, Helen. And I've picked you a card that says it's time to move forward. Your power animal's the horse, and it's urging you to move forward.
There you go.
Thank you.
Okay, honey. All the
we
best.
Need to gallop, Jane.
Yeah,
and we need to move forward with this show as well.
Not kidding. Yes, top speed.
How many callers do we have?
About
John?
Six, seven.
We've
right.
got six or eight of them, yeah. We've
yeah,
got one listed.
Right,
yeah.
Well, it has to be one question then and a short answer.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if the callers would note that, I would be really grateful.
Okay.
So do you want to get 661, please, Gary?
I shall. We've got 661 on hold, twice, actually. 661, you're on air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello?
There you
Hello,
are.
Jumpy. That's Jumpy.
Hello, my dear friends. How are you?
Hello, you're all well. How are you?
Yes, I'm still standing, looking like a true survivor and feeling like a little kid, but I'm standing.
Oh, bless you, honey.
Yes.
Got the makings of a song.
First of all, I would like to say that the song, the ABBA song that you put in the beginning, a friend of mine told me about Fleeto Shivers. All the hair in my body went up, like Shivers, because it has always been my favorite song. Since I was a kid, and I didn't get a hint of England. So,
okay, Jumpy, what question would you have for Jane?
For Jane, what is that in scope? It's, I'm living a life that nothing lacks me except liberty and money. But I somehow believe I'm living all my life for pulse. And I would like to ask
Yes, I can totally. Before you asked the question, I was very aware of a religious man, a priest, standing beside you with his Bible open. And I do believe that you were a priest in a past life and you may have taken a vow of poverty. So therefore...
Not poverty. It's funny because what's amazing is that I live in, like, I would say a golden cage because I belong to a rich family. What I'm doing the time being is in the moment is to share lots of first-hand info I have, mainly in the health techniques, very effective ones.
Right.
But,
what is your question?
My question is that if I'm leading the right path or not.
Well, as I said to you, this priest is standing with you. And he's actually a priest, holy man.
The priest, Jumpy.
A priest is standing with you.
Standing with you, and what he's saying is here, he's holding open a Bible, and he's showing me here that you have a lot of reading. He wants you to read. He wants you to write. And he says, can you be disciplined, please, one avenue at a time? Mm. One avenue at
a time.
One thing at a time.
Okay,
thank you, Gary.
Thank you.
I have a card here that says that Archangel Michael's working with you, and you have to let go. You have to let go of what no longer serves you. You need to let go, and you need emotional freedom, sweetheart. So please do ask the angels to help you very much with that, and help. Ask them to help you with your focus.
There you go, Jumpy.
All, right, okay. All the best, you darling.
It's going to be better.
Thank you, Jumpy.
Bye,
Jumpy. Thank you for calling.
Everybody. Thank
Bye-bye.
You very much. And God
Bye.
Bless you all, my sister. Thank you for the reading. It was exactly what I've been hearing from several sources.
Well, there you go. Confirmation.
Right. Yes.
Okay,
then. Thank you for your call, Jumpy. And we've only about half an hour left, so we're going to have to get on with the next one quickly. So it's going to be 818, isn't it?
Yes,
area code 818. If you're okay, Jane, have you drunk your tea?
I'm fine. I'm still drinking, Jan.
Okay, so area code 818, you're live on air with Jane. Do you have a question for her, please? What's your name?
Hi. Yes, hi, Jane. I spoke with you a little while ago, probably like last year. My name's Brittany, and I'm calling from Southern California, and my question is, I'm planning to move within 3 weeks, and I don't know where I'm moving to. I just looked at a place today, and I wanted some clarity on this. Do you see me moving in there, or do you see me moving in somewhere else?
Right. Okay. Tell your day and month of birth, please, Brittany.
April 1st.
The 1st of April, how lovely. You must love traveling. Have you been traveling, Brittany?
No, I haven't. I love traveling, though.
Yeah, because I can plainly see you with a pair of shorts on, rolled up, and a backpack. I know you're asking me about your home, but this is the first image that I've seen of you. And I do get the sense of Australia. So I think there's some adventures to come for you. But so remind me what your birthday is again, the 1st of April. 5, right, 5 and 7 is 12, yes. Now, Brittany, are you interested in having a family?
Yes, I am.
Yes, because this is a very good time for pregnancy. So I would strongly advise you to move into a home with more than one bedroom.
Well, I don't I'm not even in a relationship. I don't even have any guys in my life.
Right. Well, that's not, I've just asked Angel to pick out a card, and they've said two of water, a relationship that continues to grow closer, forgiveness, and the positive resolution of a conflict. So is there someone from your past that wants to get back with you?
No. I don't have anyone, and I've been celibate for 2 years and 4 months. So,
well, I'll tell you even better than that. The next card that comes out is telling me that there's a celebration, a wedding, a graduation, or a birth. And it says the need to have more fun. So I think you're going to be having some more fun just shortly, Brittany. And the third card that's come out is Earth Angel. And I know there's a little girl coming for you who's like a little fairy. And this card says that you are a light worker who has come to teach about love. So let me see. Now, what is your options with the two properties? Tell me quickly about the two properties. Is it two properties you have in mind?
No, it's just the one. There's one that is more vintage, but it's in the area that I like. And then there's another one that's a little bit more upgraded, but I'd prefer to be in the other area.
Go to the vintage one, definitely.
The vintage one?
there's going to be a really nice Italian restaurant there. I can see you eating pasta with tomato sauce with some gorgeous man. That's what I can see.
Ooh, sounds good.
To the vintage one, okay? Yeah. And do come back once you have your little girl and once you're married, which all seems to be happening very, very, very quickly. And this,
wow!
This is actually exciting. I cannot believe the messages that the angels are giving through these cards. It's just unbelievable, but it's very, very exciting.
Brilliant.
You go, girl. And also, remember that you're an earth angel, so I don't know what you're doing for a job, but you are here to help people and to be of service. So please remember to take some back for yourself, sweetheart.
I sure will. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you all. I really appreciate you.
Oh, you're
Thank
very
you, Brittany.
Welcome, darling. All the best.
All right. Yeah, bye, Brittany. Bye.
Bye.
That's going to be a lovely love story. I can't wait. I'm going to put that in my book. I'm so convinced about it.
Oh. Okay, Gary, can you do the biz, please?
I can get the next one.
Thank you.
Caller from the 914 area code. 914, you're on air with Jane Dawson. What's your first name and where are you calling from?
My name is Vi. I'm calling from New York.
Hello, Vi.
Is it Vi? Hi,
yes.
Vi. How are you, sweetheart?
I am okay, trying to maintain a positive attitude.
Oh, bless you, honey. What's
That's always
with
everything.
You?
Can I ask my question now?
Of course, sweetheart.
I'm currently having some issues with an employer. It's a manager that's cutting my hours and shifts, and so I need to speak with the owner of the place that I work at. And I just wanted to know if things would be resolved successfully, or do you see me leaving pretty much?
Well, I definitely feel that there's going to be new work projects coming on for you. So as an option in your existing work to move on to a different type of work?
No, if I leave, I just leave. But I am working on something entrepreneurial that I'm trying to get off the ground.
Good girl, good girl. I'm liking the sound of that. And what is your date of birth, just month and day, please?
It's March 15th.
The 15th of March. So that's a 5, 6, 3, 9. You're very much the humanitarian 9 and 7, 16, 7. Okay, so you're very much in a time of soul searching at the moment, Vi. So you have to be guided by your heart here. And I think you actually know that the job you're in is not really suiting you all that well. Now, oh, I can't believe this. Do you have a partner in life at the moment, Vi?
No, I don't.
There's a man coming for you. I cannot believe these readings tonight. I mean, I'm not usually the type of person that comes on and says, you know, there's someone coming for you. But honestly, I can't believe these readings. Do you have a partner that's passed or someone that you were close with?
No, I don't have a partner that's passed. You mean that died?
Uh-huh. That's exactly what I mean.
No.
Well, let me tell you this. You're going to meet a man, the Knight of Waters, come out emotional, romantic, enthusiastic and contemplative. So he's lovely. And this talks about falling in love and a wedding proposal. Okay? But it's also saying here that you really need to watch with your emotions that are a bit out of kilter just now. Now, what is this? Do you want to tell me what this project is you're thinking about doing for yourself, or is that confidential?
It's a children's related clothing item, and I'm about to hire someone to do some work for me, so that I might maybe make some money, and you know things will improve. So that's going to happen at the end of the month that I hire this person.
Yeah.
And so
I'm feeling very good about this. I've got to say one word to you, marketing. Okay, you need to be very hot with that. But I do have a card here, Archangel Haniel, who does have an influence around children and creative and beautiful things. And she tells me here that events behind the scenes are actually happening and that she wants you to release fears that are holding you back. And the next card tells me that it's time to move in a new direction. But to be absolutely, make sure you've crossed your T's and dotted your I's, But whatever's happening round about your working life, there is going to be a wonderful partnership there. And, I mean, this is just fab. Just fab. A relationship and a working partnership as well. Not with the same person, possibly, but there's definitely, there's people coming into your life that's going to help you and love you a lot.
Do you know if this issue will be resolved positively with my current place of employment?
Well, it tells me that...
Will I get what I'm looking for?
Are you looking for a payoff?
No, I'm just looking to have some hours restored.
Hours restored. No, I would say that your future will be with your other venture, to be honest with you. That's what I feel. There might be a little bit of movement for you, but I don't think you'll get exactly what you're looking for, sweetheart. And I don't think it's really to do with you. I think it's to do with economy. Okay?
Okay.
I hope that helps you, but it's all good. I promise you that there is endings coming, and there's self-employment. It's right in the middle of your cards, your spread here. So please, please, please focus on that.
Do you know when this man is supposed to be coming into the picture?
Well,
I
can't really talk too long for you because of so many, but
right.
It's not long. I've put three cards out for you and it's the third card. So I would suggest that be 3 to 6 months. Okay, sweetheart.
Thank
you.
All the best. Oh,
thank you, Vi. Yeah, ring
bye.
In and let us know. Okay,
thank
bye.
You, bye.
Thanks.
Thank you so much for your call.
That is unbelievable.
Well, it looks like we're going to have to buy new hats, Jane. That's
all
I can say.
I actually cannot believe this. But you know what? It's very funny because, you know, often you'll get like attracts like. It's a law of the universe.
Of course.
So the universe attracts. And I think they just want to give out some love.
Yeah.
Tonight, you know, and, you know, I'm not someone that, you know, gives everyone the same reading, as you're well aware, but I can't not deny what the cards are saying to me.
You can't? No.
No, I can't.
Anyway, if you're okay, we'll take area code 478.
Okay.
You're live on air. What's your name, please?
Hey, my name is Candace.
Sorry, what was that again?
Can you hear me? My name is Candace.
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 Yeah. Hey.
Hiya.
All right. I just had a question. I recently got out of a relationship that I found out through someone else that was not going to be good or end well. So I was wondering what's like my next move or about that situation or how to, you know, whatever. You know,
yeah, what to do. Yeah.
Yeah,
oh my God, here we go again. You've got a twin flame coming. The first card I've pulled out for you is twin flame. So how fabulous is that?
It's right.
And twin
That's
flame.
That's amazing.
Do you have children, Candace?
Yes, I have two.
You have two. Are they little boys?
A boy and a girl.
Right. Well, I know, I do feel there's more boys coming for you, sweetheart. You haven't lost any children, have you? Have you lost any children?
Have I lost?
Lost? Have you had any miscarriages?
I had a situation a couple of years, or before my other kids, I had a situation where I didn't have a child yet.
Yeah, okay. Because I just feel I've got a little boy in the spirit. I've got more than one child in the spirit, but I don't know if they all belong to you. There's three in total. And they're all holding hands, okay? But I do feel as well there may be another boy child comes to you. But this card has come out, twin flame, okay? So that's great going. Right, now, okay. Now, what I've got to say to you here, Candace, is that this has been quite a blow to you, and your emotions are sort of all over the place, and you're not feeling terribly balanced just now. Do you understand that?
Right.
And the second card tells me here that you have to choose your battles wisely. So
okay.
I actually feel that you're finished. I feel you might like to get back with this person, but I feel that you should finish with them. And I do feel there's someone else coming for you, as that card says, twin flame. And the card here describes you, the Queen of Earth, thoughtful, creative, warm, and sensible. And we want you to really have your sensible hat on just now to take your family forward, okay? Mm-hmm. Because we just want you to know that you're a wonderful, beautiful woman and soul, and that you really deserve love, and so do your children, and happiness, okay? And the cards, the angels here are advising you to deal with any challenges which come up in a kind and understanding manner, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So just ask the angels to help you in your life and to find the perfect new partner, and for any issues you have around about your family and your children, and watch out for little signs. All will be well, honey, buddy.
Watch out for what, Jane?
Watch out for little signs that the angels are helping.
I didn't catch that.
Watch out for any signs that the angels are helping you.
Signs.
Because Vi feels that no one's caring for her or looking after her, and they are very much around you all the time.
And I find little white feathers all the time.
Well, that's one of the signs,
isn't it?
Hmm.
Okay. All right, sweetheart. I just want you to hold the faith.
All right, darling.
Bye, Candice.
Thank you, Candice.
Thank you.
And if you get Kath, please. She's been waiting for ages.
I'll get Kath right now from the 978 area code. 978, you are on air with Jane Dawson. Is this Kath?
Hi. Yes, it is, and thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Kath.
I'll give
how
you my
you?
Date of birth. Good. How
Thank
are you?
You honey. Very well,
okay,
thank you.
August 4th, 1957.
Okay. Right, okay. And what's your question?
I am seeing a gentleman, and I wanted to know if you see us eventually living together or getting married.
Right. Okay.
If so, when?
Right. Oh, well, now, that's a million-dollar question. Yes, I feel there's another marriage coming for you. Okay, let's see what the cards say. Now, the 4th of August is your birthday, is that correct?
Yes, and his is August 28th.
Right, hold on 1 second till I look at yours. Fabulous. You're coming into a 1 energy from about now, June, July onwards. So fabulous new starts. I'm liking that a lot. That's good. Grab life with both hands at the moment. Okay. Now, do you have a significant birthday coming up? You don't have to tell me which one it is, but is there a significant birthday coming up?
A
significant birthday.
Well, I'll be 57 in August.
All right, okay. And what's your partner's date?
His will be significant. He will be 50 August
28th. That's it. So he's got a significant birthday coming up. Fabulous. I'm liking the sound of this. He's August 28th, correct?
Yes.
9, 9, and 7. He is thinking about what he wants to do with the relationship. He is really deeply, deeply thinking about how he wants to go forward in life. But I think you could easily convince him because you're in the new energy and there's no one going to stop you. Now, do you know the name John at all?
No, his name is Joe.
Joe. Okay, I did feel I heard the name John there, so it may be someone in spirit. Okay, first card.
I have a friend in spirit by the name of John.
John, okay. So he's sending his regards to you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now, was there a reason why he would say to you, be careful? Did he give you advice when he was here?
John?
Uh-huh.
Well, my question, the thing that bothers me is this guy, Joe, that I'm dating, his wife passed away in September of 2013, and we started dating the month later. And I don't know if he's ready to settle down, and if so, when would it happen?
Well, that's exactly what I'm saying to you. He's so searching about this relationship, about what he wants
He's
in
so
life.
What?
Soul searching.
Soul searching, okay.
Yes, exactly. you are in the time where it's all going to happen for you, and your friend John said the words be careful to me. So what they're doing is just reiterating your own concerns. So my advice, and I'll just put some cards out for you here, okay? Says here, yeah, okay, that he's a little bit unsure in his own mind, and he's not really in the place to make a decision right now. But it is actually, you're a lovely woman. The card that's come out representing you is the Queen of Fire. And it says, don't underestimate yourself. So I feel as if it may be helpful for you to have a couple of weeks or a month apart and see how things go, a little trial, and then review things after that. But you are very, very promising. You're in a wonderful time, okay? So do that and give it a little bit of time. There's going to be a lot of stuff round about his financial life next year, and his job, money, all his life issues. So
will that improve next year? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I'm not saying it was going to improve. I'm saying there's a lot of attention will be given to it. I don't know at this moment in time whether it's going to improve or not, but it has very much to be creative round about his working environment. And he needs to let things go about his wife's passing. So your friend John's right to be careful. You're an intelligent woman. You are an intuitive woman. So, you know, just think carefully. I can't say for sure. It looks good to me, but it's up to you at the end of the day to decide what's right for you. All right, sweetheart,
okay.
Does that help you?
Well, if you see us living together, do you think it would be another year or...
I can't answer that, honey. I've told you that I think...
I think that'll probably be up to you in the way...
It's up to you, honey.
The way the relationship flows, you know, that's going to be probably up to you.
Pay attention.
You still have a free choice here.
Yeah.
Right.
Pay attention to your gut feelings.
Pay attention
to your gut feelings because you know, as I said to you, the energy is very good, but you know he's in a confused situation just now. You know that yourself. So take your time. There is no rush, sweetheart.
And don't forget, you're the Queen of Fire.
You're the Queen of Fire.
Yeah.
Spread your wings.
Wow.
Enjoy yourself.
Okay.
Have fun. All right, darling. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jeff.
Welcome. Bye. Okay.
Bye.
Oh, do you want to bring the last caller, please, Gary? Well,
I
then
can
we'll
do
just
that.
Check the Facebook page. I think there were still a few questions on the Facebook page. I've just clicked back on it again.
Okay.
But we'll take area code 504 because they've been waiting for 40 minutes.
Oh, bless.
Okay, go ahead and bring 504 on air. 504, you're on air with Jane Dawson. What's your first name and where are you calling from?
My name's Ashley, calling from New Orleans.
Erica?
Ashley, calling from New Orleans.
Ashley.
Hi, Ashley.
Yes,
how are you, sweetheart?
I'm great, thank you. How are you?
Good. I'm very well. How can I help you? Thank you so much for waiting, Ashley. How can we help you?
No problem. I have patience. Any new changes do you see coming up for me?
Any changes? What direction of your life, honey bunny?
I'm sorry?
Any particular direction? Any particular direction or aspect of your life?
Maybe love, career, doesn't matter, whatever come up.
Anything at all. Okay. So
yes,
tell
ma'am.
Me what your day and month of birth is. Just your day and month, please.
July the 10th.
The 10th of July, 8 and 7.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. So, yes, there are going to be changes round about your relationship situation. So let's see what the cards say. Okay. So... there's also quite a lot of family members in the spirit world around you, and they're all jokers, they're practical jokers, because one of them is tickling my head and laughing, and I feel it's your father in spirit, Ashley.
Yes.
I feel it's him, and I feel there's either uncles, an uncle and a grandfather, or two grandfathers there as well. But I know one grandfather showing himself. He's very close-cropped hair that's grey. Lovely, lovely people round about trying to brighten you up, trying to cheer you up, trying to lift you. Okay, you understand that? I know your father couldn't have been terribly old when he passed to spirit either. Okay. Now, as the cards come out here, they tell me here that you think an awful lot in the past, Ashley. You have a hard time staying in the present. Your mind keeps wandering past to the past, and it makes you feel quite sad and quite sentimental, and it makes you feel that there were better times than there are now, okay? So I want to just uplift you and say, no, this is your time, sweetheart, okay? And the next card that comes out tells me that you have to be very careful that you're not doing things and behaviours that's keeping you locked into this thought process, okay? Now, are you trained to do any type of work, Ashley?
Right now I'm busy with the church and I'm about to volunteer to be a craft teacher.
A volunteer to be what, sweetheart?
Volunteer at my church to be a craft teacher for the young kids.
A craft teacher.
Yeah.
That would be a great job for you. I think you'd be very, very good working with children. Now, I have a great big bear showing itself to me, which is your protector animal. And it wants to give you strength, okay, and it wants to give you courage, and it wants to tell you to come out your cage, out your cave, rather, and be noticed, okay? So there's too much time being spent alone, and a lot of your cards are telling me here that you need to let go of the past and move on, Ashley. Does that make sense to you?
Well, every now and then I think about the ones who have passed on. I know I've been hearing music be playing, and I know I have no music playing at the house. I've been hearing certain songs.
Of course, Tom, because your daddy's a joker. He's a very funny man. He loves to play tricks with you. But you're very mediumistic yourself. You're incredibly sensitive. You're a great healer. And the angels are telling you, they want you to go for it. They don't want you to feel reluctant or shy, or do you have issues about the way you look or the way you feel? Because they want you to come through these and things. I feel there might be someone round about a church activity that you may meet that would lead to a relationship. That's what I'm feeling just now for you. Okay? So there's definitely better things coming, honey. There's also kids around you. I can tell you that for a fact. So just hold the faith, as I said to someone earlier, hold the faith, cut the ties to the past. That was then, this is now, and just let the angels bring love into your heart and move you forward in a new, confident way. Okay, honey? There's a lady here who wears a hat to the church. There's a lady here who went to church and she wears a hat and she just wants to be remembered to you. She's always very neat when she goes to church. She's lovely and she wants to be remembered to you. And she says that she's with you and helping you and guiding you.
Oh, I hope that was good for you, Ashley, because we're running out of time so quickly. Sorry about that.
Thank you
can
so
always
much.
Call in again when Jane's on again.
Good
okay.
luck, Ashley. Stay strong, sweetheart. Stay strong.
Good luck.
Thank you, Ashley.
Thank you all.
So there's Patricia.
Thank you.
We'll just have
You're
to have
welcome,
a 2-minute reading for Patricia, if you can please, Jane.
Yes.
She's on there now.
She's on
here.
Yeah.
Hi, thank you.
Hi,
Patricia. I just wondered what. Hi, lovely show.
Hi,
I loved it. I learned a lot. Thank you.
Oh, bless you.
Love your accent.
What can we do?
And my name is Karen, and I'm wondering what you see about my relationship.
Karen, is it Karen?
Patricia.
Patricia, what a beautiful name. Well,
my mom's name was My mom's name was Patricia, and she's passed, and I'm Karen. So I use Patricia because I love her.
Oh, how lovely. Well, do you know what I'm seeing right above your head, Patricia? I'm seeing Our Lady, the Virgin Mary. Do you work as a healer?
There you go.
Sweetheart?
The Virgin Mary.
The healer.
Yeah, do you work as a healer, sweetheart?
Are you a healer?
No, I don't. Oh, actually, I'm not. I am through my artwork and through my presence. Yes, I've been told.
There you are. Well, she's very much wanting you to work here. So, yes. Oh, well, this is fabulous. Okay, fabulous cards. So, very quickly, the World card is the first card out for you. Archangel Michael. So he's telling me it's the end of a rubbish time and the start of a wonderful new cycle for you. And it's absolutely time that you must take a big leap of faith, because the next card's the Dreamer, Archangel Metatron, and in Tarot that's the Fool, and it tells you that you're at the beginning of a new journey. The angels want to congratulate you for a job very well done, and they say that you're on the path towards enlightenment and contentment. And there's a lot happening around you, events that are going to occur with great speed, okay? And another, potentially another man coming in. Oh, two men coming into your life. Take time to carefully review your options, okay? And they want you very much. Okay. There's a big link. There's a link with unicorns and mythical creatures round about you, Catricia, so do study that as well. You have to ground yourself a little bit more, sweetheart. Get out there. There's a picnic you're going to be invited to that I can see you very, very happy at. So that looks good. Summertime, August time is going to be great for you.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Lovely card, sweetheart. And two of them are events that are life events, so there's lots of exciting things coming. Just grab them with both hands.
Okay, sorry, Catricia, we're going to have to cut because we're going to have to say goodbye and God bless, and thank you to everyone who called in.
Thank you to you,
Catricia. We love you too. And thank you so much to Jane for the wonderful messages today.
Thank you so much,
Jane. And really quickly, could you mention your website for those who wish a personal in-depth reading?
Of course. It's angelladyjane.com. AngelLadyJane.com. I'm on Facebook, Jane Dawson, my private and my public page. Please feel free to friend me. I'm in Ireland again shortly. I'm in New Jersey, later in the year, England, and I hope to be in Australia next year. So I'd love to meet you if you're any of those places.
Brilliant. And your webpage is also on the show page, if anybody wants to just click on that and have a look. And we're going to say good night and God bless to Gary Moore. Thank you very much, Gary, for joining us.
Thank you, Jane.
Aww. Love you.
We love you too.
Love you all.
Can we give you another date straight after the show, Jane?
Yes, we're going to
tell you next week it's John Lucas back on again. He kills the imprint of pain. So if you're in pain, phone in next week and he'll sort it out for you. Thank you. And I'm going to play out with my new song. It's a dance track. It's called Touch the Divine. And we hope we did that today. Thank you so much, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.
Love you.
I wanna dance, dance, dance.